Yesu yobazibonyo bana bakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya mu linya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Boliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'omwoyo omutukufu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yobazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus Amen. Much.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde.
This good time is added us.
Okubeerawo okwe.
In His presence.
Era nga tunyumirwa okubeera mu maaso ge ennaku zonna.
Enjoy being in His presence all the days.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga twatondebwa okubeerawo ennaku
zonna. We are created to live forever.
Newankubadde.
Even though.
Olw'obutali butuukirivu.
For the unrighteousness.
Mukama eri abajeemu.
God unto the rebellious, He imprisons them in hell. And they wait for the day of judgment. To be cast in the lake of fire. Because of rebellion. Rebellion is a weapon. Which fights God. And it's the sin. If you surrender, raise your hands, put it down. And you repent. God forgives you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So orwebio,
now by those
abantu bazikirira,
people are destroyed.
Na ye emyo jabwe,
but their spirits they were made to live forever.
Yes, ngalwachi munyanja yomuliro.
That's why in the lake of fire it's called the everlasting death. You are there dying forever. But the spirit is never consumed.
For it was gotten
from God who lives. Who is eternal? The one who is and the one who will be. Now it will be very threatening if you up your spirit in a place like that. I would have thought like this. I give you a good thought. Then choose life. Do things worthy to bring life. The righteousness which comes from believing. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Join on the works of righteousness.
To
do the word of God as it is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So twebaza Katonda.
Now we thank God.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde okubeera mu maaso ge.
Time is given us be in His presence.
Era nga mu biro bye tumala ku nsi.
And in the time we spend on the world.
Twekolera ebiro ebyokubeerawo ennaku zonna kulamu obulungi.
Ourselves seasons of living forever in the good life in the kingdom of heaven. Many of us on the world have been confused and we seek and chase the world and things in it. Prepare our next life the good place it's meant to be in the kingdom of heaven. Because of that, many fall in hell and on the day of judgment they will be cast in the lake of fire. In the time I read in Matthew, I read that lake of fire and hell, they were created meant for Satan and his fallen angels, the fallen angels. We were not meant to be there.
And
that's why even when we sin in Adam, we moved on to be given a chance of aligning ourselves. See the chance given us of salvation. Still the evil Satan moving on to confuse us on what concerns it. Our chance. For it is ours. And it is there.
But
not many are worthy for it. And those who reveal of it. But when God helps us. As today. And we get revealed. That plan how it is. Prepare ourselves. Use it very well. And we use that our chance. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we thank God. We are going to be moving on. With the call of God on the nation of Uganda. That has been promised in all other nations.
God is worldwide promise call upon Uganda.
Final work of God on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda the Pearl of Africa. It's the God's work, the final on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda the Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise
you.
Jesus much.
It's
the greatest and the last revival on the planet Earth that God has been promising all nations. The good thing in this world, all nations know of it. The work which will come from the nation Uganda, the Pearl of Africa. And that call that God's been promising all other nations, it's in the title which says the call, the covenant, and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda, the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. And the meaning of that word, we mean that this call, which is on the nation of Uganda, even the covenant of God on the nation of Uganda and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda, they first were in the nation of Israel, beginning of God's works on the world. But as he winds them up, that call which was on Israel, even the covenant and the glory of God, put them on the nation of Uganda.
He
does his final work.
Now,
three words we get explained in that word, in that title.
Explain
the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC. And right here we are still there.
We
still get to have to be explained the covenant of God with the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC. After we shall finish that, then we shall see the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Eddie,
as it was on Israel in the BC. But we are still getting explained of the call, the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. And it's marked in the Bible. We first saw that.
And
we saw how it was marked through the history
that
spoken over all over the world. But in this time, we see as the prophecy of God
speaks
of the call which is on the nation of Uganda, the prophecy which were released in the AD. We singled out that which came from outside Uganda and that one which came from within Uganda. We singled out that which came from the Australians.
Australian
vision on the nation of Uganda. Written a new vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the November and on 14, it was the Saturday.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
After we finish, as we still sing it, we shall see the vision of the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain Uganda,
the World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission. The book entitled Nation and the Crossroads, the prophecy on the nation of Uganda. But we are still moving on
to see
Australian vision of the nation of Uganda.
And
we singled out the four reasons, the major ones in this vision.
And
first issue, we winded the up.
And
that vision God showed these Australians that Uganda is a blessed country and that God is right in Uganda. God is doing his final work and basing in Uganda.
So
the blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heavens, as in the Matthew 13 from verses 9 to 17. Now we are right on the second issue, right from that vision. Why the man meant to handle that work?
It's
meant to be like Prophet Elijah and just as Prophet Moses. With so much. Right now we are on our general reason.
ensonga ya peyawamu,
our general reason,
uruwachi omusajja oyo,
why that man
alina okubanga nabbi
Elijah, meant to be like prophet Elijah.
Munsonga ya peyawamu jikulaba kakano,
general reason we see right now,
uruwachi omusajja oyo alina okubanga nabbi
Elijah, why the man is to be like prophet Elijah,
iranga nabbi Musa,
and that's prophet Moses. We have 7 reasons in there.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
Tuakaraba kinsonga singa
nya. So far, we've seen like 4 reasons.
Siwe wow. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tuakaraba kinsonga za
fenga. So far, seen.
Ndo uzanga nya. Ugenda kuyakuta.
We're going on the 5th reason.
Ensonga ya fiyawamu.
Our general reason.
Wacho msajio ya inokubanga na biraija.
Why that man is meant to be like prophet Elijah.
Yanga na bimusa.
And as the prophet Moses.
Alinokule mira umulimu gwa katondo okusembayo.
To head God's final work.
Kusema zinga wensi.
On the planet earth.
Ensonga ya yawamu.
Our general reason.
Yimu ensonga musamu.
In it are 7 reasons.
Ensonga ya soka.
The first reason.
Okusobola okulabisa amafuta. Okulabisa double portion ya mafuta.
To be able to manifest the double portion of the anointing.
And
power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Through
the 2 witnesses.
Who are
known as the 2 great anointed cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And they fight the cherubim who fell. Who is known as Lucifer. And Satan the devil. That reason we saw it long time.
Brethren,
those are first here. There we try to recap where we have passed. To reaching where we are.
So gumenkirizako.
You keep patient for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So ensonga yokubiri.
Now our second reason.
Twanyonyoka.
We got explained.
Nti, but 2 great anointed cherubim.
That these 2 great anointed cherubim. And the 2 witnesses.
Muchama bebamanyiddwa nga mizaituni ebiri.
In the mystery they are known as the 2 olive trees.
Era lampstand ebiri.
And the 2 lampstands.
Mizaituni ebiri.
The 2 olive trees.
Those
cherubim to be known as 2 olive trees. Discover that out of the olive tree cometh the anointing oil.
The
anointing oil they smear on us.
Then
mystery that they are called the 2 lampstands. We were shown the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who appears in the form of the lampstand to show the 7 spirits of God. We headed on to our 3rd reason. And we saw that anointing and power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness in the first cherubim and the first witness. They worked in the prophet Moses. All these written them in the scriptures of truth. You who are not here, you can get them all, even their scriptures. Praise Jesus much.
So ensonga yafe yokuna.
Now our 4th reason.
Twasemanga tulabi.
We ended that we have seen.
Ti amafuta.
The anointing.
Era amanya agomoyo omutukufu.
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ujuvuwe.
In His fullness.
Okuva mukerubi owokubiri.
From the second cherubim.
Era omujuliro owokubiri.
And the second witness.
Gakolira munabbi Elijah.
It worked in the prophet Elijah.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So twasoma nebyandikwa bino ntu bibikulirwa.
Read all scriptures we've been revealed of them.
It was in Revelation
11. From verses 1 to 6.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So urunako rwaliro ku nsonga ya
feyo kutano. This day on our 5th reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tuli ku nsonga ya feyo kutano urunako rwaliro.
Our 5th reason this day.
Nsonga ne yokutano.
And this 5th reason.
Etulaga nti double portion ya mafuta.
It showed the double portion of the anointing.
The
power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. From the 2 witnesses. From the 2 cherubims. As they worked in the Moses. And the prophet Elijah. He was joined up. Through prophet Moses. Through prophet Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our 5th reason.
The double portion. The
double portion of the anointing.
And
power of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. From the 2 witnesses.
The
2 great anointed cherubims.
As
they worked in prophet Moses. And the prophet Elijah. They moved on to be joined up in the prophet Elisha. Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to see how it happens. Then we get to discover why man meant to head God's work on the planet Earth through Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
It's
meant to be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses.
And
after he will be like King David. Now in this you're going to know how anointing has been joined up for the Holy Spirit in his fullness. As worked in Prophet Moses and the Prophet Elijah. Moved on to be joined to work in the Prophet Elisha. But wasn't able to move on. Anointing did not move to this our generation. Was cut off, stopped on the Prophet Elisha.
And
God awaits it in the last days. That's where comes the Assyrian vision.
It
says the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth. Be like Prophet Elisha. And just as Prophet Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses. This was a shine which shown us the joining up of the anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
As
happened on the Prophet Elisha. This
is
what we want to hear of.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
read in the Second Kings. Let us hear how things happen. Second Kings, chapter 2, and the verse 9 and to 16. Remember, you've ever read of the double portion, most of you. Ever had it that side on the side where we were before in the fellowshipping? I don't know where God explained of it well, but right now you're going to hear it well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we see the double portion of the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness from the two witnesses, the two great anointed cherubim, as they worked in the Prophet Moses and the Prophet Elijah. Power was joined to work in the Prophet Elisha, and it ended there. To reaching these latter days, God started to send it to begin right in the nation of Uganda. The vision which came from Australia in 1992 through the Prophet Wilhelm Watzel and the Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Second Kings chapter 2 starting from verse 9 and the 16, let us here. Second Kings chapter 2 from verse 9.
Awolwatuka bwe bamala okusomoka, Eliya n'agamba Elisa nti, saba kye nnaakukolera nga sinnaba kukuggibwako. Elisa n'ayogera nti, nkwegayiridde emigabo ebiri egy'omwoyo gwo gibeere ku nze.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Mu biro bya nabbi
Elijah, the year of Prophet Elijah,
yalina tumuyite tutya?
Assistant, he had his assistant,
Nabi Elisha,
Prophet Elisha.
This
is known as Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nabi Elijah,
Prophet Elijah,
Nagambe Elisha.
He told Elisha, ask of me what I can do to you. And he too answered him, I want the double portion of the anointing of the Spirit on you. That thing,
it's
not easy to speak of it and ask for it
unless
led by the Holy Spirit, who knows the things of God.
Now
if I take you far,
Nabi Oba Elisha,
Elisha,
Vaisi wa Nabi Elijah,
the assistant of Elijah then, what he asked, he didn't know what it was. But who was asking it through him? It was the Holy Spirit. When the Bible speaks with us, in the Romans 8, the verse 26, 27. And say we don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Holy Spirit intercedes to God as the will of God is. Let's read it there in the Romans we hear.
Abalumi esule yomunana nolu njiri yorabili momokago.
Romans 8:26.
Erabu echitio omoya tubele obunafu wafe. Kubanga tutumanyu kusabanga wechitu guanira. Na yomoyo yenyini atuoleleza no kusindo kutayogere kika. Urabili momosambu. Na yake bere mitima amanyo kuruuza kumo yogwe kuri. Kubanga uleleza abatukufu nge katonda buwaya gala.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Romans
8:26-27.
So we don't know how to pray as we ought to. Spirit himself checks our hearts. He intercedes on our behalf as the will of God is. Second Kings chapter 2 and the verse 9 and 10.
Elisha
asked Prophet Elijah
that portion
of the anointing on him.
He
did not know what he was asking for, but the spirit was in him. The one who spoke as the anointing is on Elijah. Elisha asked a double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What he moved on to ask in it, understand it well. But the Bible says like this. In the
1
Corinthians chapter 2,
in
the verse 9 to 11,
that
Spirit himself knows the things of God. Let's read there, we hear.
1
Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 9.
Na yefe katonda yatubibikulira kubwo omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebikyategeerekeka ebya Katonda. Olw'ekkumi n'olumu, kubanga muntu ki ategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye? Era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinda kuba kolisi ekisooke sulene
y'okubiri. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. From verse 9 to 11.
That
there are things our ears have never heard, even our eyes have never seen.
It
have never entered in our hearts. But in the verse 10 he says, but with those, God revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all, even the unknown things of God. That which person knows another whom what they think, the spirit of the man within him. Even thus no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God within him. Praise Jesus much. Now prophet Elisha, as from Prophet Elijah,
double
portion of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit was on Elijah. According to 2 Kings chapter 2 the verse 9 and 10, moved on to ask something he never knew. Spirit in him brought in that praying. For I've told you that this secret of the double portion of the anointing
means
joint anointing which was on Moses, even anointing on Elijah. Holy Spirit was on Moses. He came from the first cherubim. And the Spirit was on Elijah. He came from the second cherubim.
So it
was possible to give him double portion. But what he tried to ask for, himself had not been revealed of it that time. The one who prayed in him was the Holy Spirit.
It's
one who knew what he prayed within him. Even up to these days, nations and people in the world never understood what was prayed for in that moment. We
do,
though we've spoken of the double portion, but we did not understand how that this come about, even though prophecy came in Uganda, the man meant to hate God's word on the planet Earth,
it's
meant to be like prophet Elijah and as prophet Moses.
Most
did move know what was the midst there. Join the two Elijah and Moses, you get prophet Elisha. You get a double portion of the anointing. Fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. And they've been doubled. Let's get to the kings and we hear. The second kings. From chapter 2:9.
Second
Kings chapter 2 from verse 9.
Awo lwatuuka bwe baamala okusomoka, Eliya n'agamba Erisa nti, saba kye nnaakukolera nga sinnaba kukuggyibwako. Erisa n'ayogera nti, nkwegayiridde emigabo ebiri egy'omwoyo gwo gibeere ku nze. Olunyo lw'ekkumi. N'ayogera nti osabye kizibu.
Yamugamba ekintu ky'osabye.
The thing you've asked for.
Kizibu.
It is hard.
No.
The Holy Spirit went in the other side again. In the Elijah. He answers prophet Elisha. The thing I've prayed for is not easy.
They rarely
leave it on people on the world. It has great meaning.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he told him this. Let us hear.
Second
Kings chapter 2 verses 10.
Nayogera nti osabye kizibu. Naye bw'ono ndaba bwenna akuggibwako, kinaaba bwe kityo gy'oli.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yamugamba ekintu ky'osabye si kyangu.
Thing you've asked is not easy.
Naye singa obeerawo n'ondaba.
If you dare see me,
ngenda.
And I'm going.
Kijja kubeera bwe
kityo. It will be like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Why was it to be there to see him? Bible speaks Jeremiah 23:19. Remain be in the councils where God takes his word. If you remain there, it eases you get the Holy Spirit from the Lord.
When you ask
double portion and remain where God takes his castle, he can give it to you. That's why he told him,
be there
till you see me lifted going and you don't try to look else. You know, when they told him that if he will be there, he found sons of prophets many on the way telling him, your Lord is going to be taken from you. He told them, I know, but be silent.
They
would have left him for his going.
Told
me, I have to be there, see as he's been taken, that I may get the portion of the anointing.
You
don't need a double portion of it. But to get the Holy Spirit,
it
be in the castles where God takes his words up to the end.
When
he said that I've sure proven it, sat in the castles of my words, you get my spirit. Go work with him.
Yeremia esura eyabiri mwesatu n'olunyiri yole 18.
Jeremiah 23 from verses 8 verses 19.
18
verses 18.
Yeremia esura eyabiri mwesatu olunyiri yole 18.
Jeremiah 23 verse 18.
Kubanga ani eyali ayimiridde mukama wateseze ebigambo ategere awulire ekigambo kye. Ani yali yetegereze ekigambo kyange nakiwulira.
Who stood where God takes his counsel of his words? And who sat there to mark it and analyzed it and heard it? If you sit there, you can get the Spirit of God. We told Prophet Elijah. Elijah told Elisha, if you see me go, be done as you've asked it. When he spoke it that, he met sons of prophets on the way and so much that sin that Elijah is to be taken.
And they told
your master is going to be taken from you. He told them, be silent. I know it.
You
remain following.
Yes,
praise Jesus. There are times you have to silence some people and they take you off the portion of God and they bring prophecies which weaken you. Have to remain standing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Say, I know it, but be silent. And that is like that. I want to give you the first sign. Prove the double portion that he had gotten it. He got a clock. Clock of prophet Elijah. And tore it twice. The first sign. Which proved that Elijah
was
given double portion of the spirit on Elijah. He tore the clock of Elijah twice. It was one of the signs which happened.
We
point on the two witnesses, the two cherubim, the two olive trees, the two lampstands, the sons of the anointing, the two. Those signs appeared in that moment. But to check them, let's read our first sign,
which
proved the spirit which was on Elijah, how he came on Elisha in the double portion. When he tore the clock of Elijah, let's hear in the 2 Kings, chapter
2,
verse 12 to 13.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'12.
2 Kings chapter 2 verses 12.
Era Elisa n'akiraba n'ayogerera waggulu nti, kitange, kitange, amagaali ga Isirayiri n'embalaasi ze. N'atambula nate, n'akwata ebyambalo bye n'abiyuzaamu ebitundu bibiri. Olunyo 13. Era n'alonda n'ekyambalo kya Eriya kyasudde, n'addayo n'ayimirira ku lubalama lwa Yoludaani.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Akabonera akasooka,
the first sign,
akaali kalambika,
which was indicating the two witnesses, the two cherubims, the two olive trees, the two lampstands, the sons of the anointing, the two. The anointing had come on Elisha.
The
cloth of Elijah tore it into two pieces.
To signs
not easy to look to and understand them. But if you read in Revelations, Revelations 11, verses 3 and 4, they show us these two witnesses, those who got explained of well. Let's read there, we hear. Verse 3
and 4. Revelations
11 from verse 3.
Nange ndiba wabajulirwa abanga babiri. Era baligaba obunnabbi ennaku 12:6 nga bambadde ebibukutu. Olunyiriri olw'okuna, abo gye mizayituuni 2 n'ettabaazi 2 eziyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama w'ensi.
Yesu
yabazibwa.
Okuyuzibwamu kw'omunagiro gwa nabbi
Elijah. Tearing the cloth of Elijah.
Mirundi 2.
The two pieces. As Elisha did,
it
was the sign which showed the two witnesses, anointing from two witnesses,
those
known as the olive trees, or the two olive trees, the two olive trees, or the two lampstands.
For
when we could explain the shadow of these cherubims, or their image, it is made from the olive trees. According to the
1
Kings chapter 6, 23-25.
Basekabaka ekisooka esula ey'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ebbiri.
1 Kings chapter 6 from verse 22.
agamba ti basakaba kechisoka esula ya mukago olunyo labiri mwebiri
first kings 6 from verse 22
enyumba yonna najibika kezabu
katubuka mtu gene ku labiri mwesatu
basakaba kechisoka esula ya mukaga olunyo labiri mwesatu
first kings chapter 2 verse first kings chapter 6 verse 23
era wayimibwa okwogera nakolawo bakerubi babiri abemiti ejemiza yituni buli kerubi obuwanvu bwe emikono 10 olunyo labiri mwenya n'ekiwawaatiro ekimu ekya kerubi kyali emikono 5 n'ekiwawaatiro ekyokubiri ekya kerubi emikono 5 ekiwawaatiro ekimu wekikoma n'ekinnaakyo wekikoma ebbanga lyali emikono 10 olunyo labiri mwetaano era kerubi owookubiri yali emikono 10 bakerubi bombi ekigero kyabwe kimu n'embala yaabwe emu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Tubadde tukulaga.
We were showing you.
Nti okusooka okulaga double portion ey'omwoyo omutukuvu mu bujjuvu bwe.
First show the double portion of Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Y'amafuta.
Of the anointing.
Okuva ku nabbi Elijah.
From prophet Elijah.
Nga neye yasooka okukola ku nabbi Musa.
That which first worked in prophet Moses.
Nabize ku nabbi Elisa.
And they both came on the prophet Elijah.
Kwe kuyuzamu omunagira emirundi
ebiri. Where he tore Elijah's cloth into two pieces.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. When we read in Revelation chapter
11
and the verse
3
unto
4,
he said to send them with these two witnesses.
In
the mystery he said, those are the two olive trees and the two lampstands.
Reveal
that mystery.
As
first God revealing it.
First
Kings chapter 6 23-25
that
cherubims in their images on the world, they were made from the olive trees. And the realities in heaven, they are there. As we first heard in the Ezekiel 10 from verses 1-5, let's read there we hear.
Ezekiel 10 from
verse 1.
Aonentunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gw'abakerubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala ey'ekifaananyi eky'entebe olunyo olwokubiri n'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wansi wa kerubi ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati w'abakerubi obimansire ku kibuga awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba. Olunyo olwokusatu era bakerubi baali bayimiridde ku luuyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo omusajja bwe yayingira ekire ne kijjuza oluggya olw'omunda. Olunyo olwokuna ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kirinnya okuva ku kerubi ne kiyimirira waggulu ku mulyango ogw'ennyumba ennyumba n'ejjula ekire oluggya ne lujjula okumasaamasa okw'ekitiibwa kya Mukama. Olunyo olwokutaano n'okuwuuma kw'ebiwawaatiro bya bakerubi ne kuwulirwa okutuuka ne mu luggya olw'obweru ng'eddoboozi lya Katonda omuyinza w'ebintu byonna bw'ayogera.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So abajulirwa ababiri
now those two witnesses
amanyiddwa ng'emizaituni
ebiri those known as the two olive trees and the two lampstands
be bakerubi ababiri abafukibwako amafuta
cherubims were anointed.
For
Ezekiel 10,
it wasn't bakerubi abo je bali.
It shows the cherubims are there.
Babiri.
The two.
So be bakerubi abafukibwa kama
futa. The cherubims were anointed.
But step down y'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Step down of the Holy Spirit.
Mugulu n'ensi ebyatondebwa.
And earth which were created.
Era ng'omwoyo ava ku bo okujja gye tuli.
Spirits come from them to reach to us.
Ng'asoose okustepingwa down mu bo.
First been stepped down in them.
Naye obujjuvu bwo obwasooka.
But his first fullness.
Bwalabikira mu nabbi Musa.
Appeared in the prophet Moses.
Obujjuvu obwa kerubi owookubiri.
Fullness of the second cherubim.
Bwalabikira mu nabbi Elisa.
Appeared in the prophet Elijah.
Nabi Elijah.
The prophet Elijah.
Wabula bwe kyatuka ku nabbi Elisa.
When he reached prophet Elijah.
He asked for a double portion.
He asked for a double portion.
Ng'agamba omwoyo ali ku nabbi Elijah.
The spirit on the prophet Elijah.
Bamuwe bangamukubisiddwa emirundi.
To be given him doubled.
Naye okusobola omukubisaamu emirundi ebiri.
To be able to double him.
Bali nate kunona eyali ku nabbi Musa.
Get the one which was on Moses.
Bamugattirako.
Join it on this one Elijah. And he got a double portion of the anointing. Of Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God.
And
this sign we've shown you of tearing the cloth of Elijah. The cloth of Elijah. Became two pieces.
He
presented the two witnesses.
Those
read of in Revelation 11. 3-4. And they are known as two olive trees, whom we know two cherubims.
They
always call them the two lampstands to show the two sons of the anointing who
were
spoken in Zechariah chapter 4
from
verse 10. Let us read
Zechariah 4:10. Kubanga yani anyomi olunako olw'ebitono. Kubanga bali sanyuka era balira bejinja erigera mu ngalo za Zerubbabeli bano musanvu ge maso ga Mukama gaddukana mu nsi zonna. Olunyole 11 nenziramu ne mugamba nti emizaiti undi gine ebiri kyeki mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekikondo ekyettabaaza ne ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono. Olunyole 12 nenziramu omulundi ogw'okubiri ne mugamba nti amatabi gana abiri machi ag'emizaituni agali kumabbali g'emimwa ebiri ejja zaabu ag'emalamu gokka amafuta aga zaabu. Olunyole 13 nanziramu n'ayogera nti tomanya ag'obwe gali nenjogera nti nedda mukama wange. Olunyole 14 awo n'ayogera nti ago bebaana ababiri ab'amafuta abayimirira awali mukama w'ensi zonna.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mu Zakariya esule neyokona.
In Zechariah 4.
Olunyole 12 pakomenya.
Verse 12-14.
Yadamu n'abuza nti emizaitu ndigine ebiri.
Answered, said, these two olive trees.
Ogumu ku mukono ogwaddyo gw'ekikondo
kyettabaaza. One on the right of the lampstand.
N'omula ku mukono ogwakono gw'ekikondo kyettabaaza.
Another on the left of the lampstand.
Abeemalamu amafuta nga bayiwa mu kikondo kino kyettabaaza.
Pour oil in the lampstand.
Bebaki.
Who are they?
N'amugamba bebaana babiri abamu.
Told him they are two sons of the anointing.
So bebajulira ababiri.
They are the two witnesses.
Bebaana abamafuta babiri.
Sons of the anointing, the two cherubims.
Kyama kyekikondo kyettabaaza.
The mystery of the lampstand.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ekitegeeza ku nabbi Elisa.
What means on prophet Elisha? Fullness of the Holy Spirit who appears in the lampstand. He had gotten bedabbled.
In him
he had two lampstands
to
show fullness of the Holy Spirit in him. There was this one and the other. And there are two.
He
said Spirit multiplied twice. The one of wisdom of God. The Spirit of understanding of God. Spirit of counsel of God, of the seasons and times, the spirit of power, who fulfills the word of God,
uproots
whatever God never planted,
and
multiplied double, the spirit of knowledge of God,
and
multiplied double.
The
spirit of fear of God
is
doubled.
The
spirit of the Lord, as fullness you see here, it also is doubled. Glorify God in the midst of the world. I want to take you to the second sign, which moved on to show
the
double portion of the Spirit in his fullness from the prophet Moses and the prophet Elijah.
It
appeared in the prophet Elisha. In the sign of the river which was divided,
River Jordan
was divided into two. All this on your Bible. The second sign
showed
the portion of the fullness in his Spirit in his fullness. As worked the prophet Moses and the prophet Elijah, as it was given to prophet Elisha, the sign of the river Jordan, where it was divided into two parts. Did you read that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We're going to
be divided while River Jordan was divided into two. The sign we show the Holy Spirit that we flows in the form of streams of waters. Already divided himself into two.
From
the two cherubims, the two witnesses, those in heaven. Let's read in the 2 Kings. Chapter 2, 13-15.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri, esula eyokubiri, n'olunyiriri olw'ekuminesatu.
2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 13.
Era n'alonda n'ekyambalo kya Eliya kyasudde, n'addayo n'ayimirira ku lubalama lwa Yoludaani. Olunyiriri olw'ekuminennya. N'addira ekyambalo kya Eliya kyasudde, n'akuba amazzi, n'ayogera nti, aliruyiwa Mukama Katonda wa Eliya. Awo ngamaze okukuba amazzi naye negawulibwamu eruyi n'eruyi. Elisa n'asomoka.
Have you heard what happened?
Yasomekera mu masekkati g'omugga.
He moved in the midst of the river.
Yakwata omunagiro guli.
He got the other mantle,
ogwava ku nabbi Elijah,
which came from prophet Elijah,
gwe yayuzaamu emirundi ebiri,
that he tore into two pieces,
n'agukuba ku mugga Yordani,
struck it on the river Jordan. And he divided it into two. And he passed on the dry land. If you want to prove that is the same spirit who was like on Moses. Moses did what?
He raised his hand,
with the rod he held,
Red
Sea, and the Red Sea divided. It divided into two. If you're clapping, then you clap.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
These
are the same.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, see what happened. The sign was very major.
To
show double portion of the Holy Spirit. And indeed, it was given prophet Elisha as he asked for it.
The
cloak of prophet Elijah that he tore into two pieces and struck it on River Jordan and divided into two, and he passed on dry ground. But that same word was ever done by prophet Moses, and they came from Egypt. In the book of Exodus, chapter
13.
Let's read it there, we hear. Exodus 14, verse 15.
Mukama n'agamba Musa nti, kiki ekikunkaabizza? Bagamba abaana ba Isirayiri bagende mu maaso. Olunyole 16. Era yimusa omuggo gwo, ogolole omukono gwo ku nnyanja, ogyawulemu. N'abaana ba Isirayiri banaagenda wakati w'ennyanja ku lukalu. Olunyole 17. Nange, ilaba, nze ndibakakanyaza emitima Abamisiri, baliyingira okugoberera. Nange ndyefunira ekitiibwa ku Falaawo ne ku ggye lye lyonna, ku magaali ge ne ku bantu be abeebagala.
Praise Jesus much.
Mukama yagamba nabbi Musa.
God told prophet Moses
akati gwe waniko omuggo
gwo, you raise up, you stretch your rod up,
zinga bemu omuggo gwo ekkubo,
I'll put away in the sea
ngabanyemu wakati bwe muyitemu wakati,
right in middle, and you pass on dry ground. Read verse 21, he says this. Exodus 14, verse 21.
Musa n'agolola omukono gwe ku nnyanja. Mukama n'asindika ennyanja n'omuyaga ogw'amaanyi ogw'ebuvanjuba oguvudde okukya nti ogw'ebuvanjuba obudde okukya. Ennyanja n'agifuula olukalu, amazzi ne geeyawulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Kuvesula ya 14, olunyola 2.
Exodus 14:22.
Abana ba Isirayiri ne bayingira wakati w'ennyanja ku lukalu. Amazzi ne gababeerera ekisenge kumukono ogwaddyo ne kugwa kono.
Yes, yebazi.
And praise Jesus.
Amazi ge yawulamu kumukono
ogwaddyo ne kugwa kono. Water part the left and the right side.
Na yenzi jukiro baddosu mamo Zakaria suri yokona.
Remember, read in the Zechariah 4.
12 to 14.
The olives one is on the left side, even another on the right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know where you left, or you're awestruck. I don't know where you are now. I don't know whether I end the revelation here and then we chat a little. Maybe it began to be a bit heavy.
There are
words in this Bible. These rivers, River Jordan, Elisha the prophet, struck on, divided it into two.
Happened
in the era of Prophet Moses in the Exodus 14 from 15 into 25. They say one water won't on the right hand, even another on the left hand. I told you the sons of the anointing, one stands on the right and another on the left. Let's get back to Zechariah. Zechariah 4, 12 to 14.
Zechariah isure yokuna, nolu nyiri yore kuminebili.
Zechariah 4:12.
Nenzira mu murundi ogwokubiri, ne mugamba nti, amatabi ganabiri, machi agemiza yituni, agali kumabali gemi mwa ebiri, eja zabu, agemala mugo kama futa, aga zabu. Olunyo yore kuminesatu. Nanzira mu nayogera nti, tomanyago bwegali, nenjogera anti nedda mukama wange. Olinyole 14. Awo nayogera anti agobe bana babiri abamafuta abayimirira awali mukama w'ensi zonna.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus man.
Bana babiri abamafuta.
Two sons of the anointing.
Omo ku mukono ogwaddyo gw'ekikondo ky'ettabaaza.
Left of the lampstand.
N'omula kugwa kono.
Another on the right.
Dividing the
dividing of those rivers,
the
sand which sweats with anointing, the Holy Spirit in his fullness, and he flew from the
cherubims,
get stepped down on the world. One first worked in the prophet Moses,
the
fullness of the Holy Spirit,
and
the other was in the prophet Elijah. But it was joined,
double portion.
The double portion in the Elisha.
Omanye chama chemi gaji nevi kukurukuta.
Of these rivers to flow.
Kavoni no kamo yomtu kuvuyari katia zoku kukurukutanga sinzira muna bierisha.
Holy Spirit who came to flow basing in Elisha.
Ukusinzira mo yokana esule yomisa.
According to the John 7.
Onyurwasit muomusamvu.
37.
Paka asatu munana.
Into 38.
Kavoni no kemi gaji nevi
kukurukuta. The sand of rivers flowing.
Kavoni na akaraga inkurukuta yomo yomutu.
The sand show the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Katusumetu ulire.
Let's read we hear.
Yokana esule yomusamvu nolu nyiwa satumu musamvu.
John 7 from 37.
Na yoku lunako uruwe nkomerero, uruwe rukuru, uruwe mbaga. Yesu ya imi lida na yugire la waguru. Na agamba anti, omuntu walumwe nyonta, ajiji indi anywe. Asatumu munana, akiri zanze, ngecha wandiki wabichi gamba anti, emiga jamazi amalamu, jiri kulukuta mulubutolwe. Asatumu muenda, echo yachogera ku moyo gwe bali bagenda okuwebwa abamukkiriza kubanga omwoyo yaita naba kugabibwa.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Pongero okusoka nokunyonyoka.
We move on to study and get explained.
Ubikwatagana lwachi omugagu no Jordan gwe dividing
amo mirundi ya. While River Jordan divided into two.
Nga nabi Elisha akubiyeko omunagiro gwa nabi Elijah.
Elisha struck it with the garment and cloth of Elijah.
The spirit put in him is going to flow doubled.
When we get explained in John chapter 7, 37-38, That on that day, Jesus raised a loud voice, moved on to call people, come me, all with thirsty, and buy without nothing to buy with.
So
whoever believeth me, inside them,
will
flow rivers of living
water.
And spoke that meaning the Spirit who was given them.
Christ
had not yet been glorified.
Knew
that after Jesus is glorified,
lifted,
then the Spirit will come. This we speak of
Elisha.
Era of Prophet Elisha. Gets the double portion of the Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
sign of the river divided into two sides. Now you have a double flow of the Holy Spirit. God explained well in John chapter
7,
37.
To
38.
He
said, whoever believeth me, he said,
them
will flow springs of living waters. That spoke that on the Holy Spirit was to be given them.
Sign
of rivers flow always show us when the Holy Spirit is to flow.
It
was this to show Prophet Elisha. Dividing of the two rivers. By Jordan be divided in two.
Should
flow the Holy Spirit in him. Double flow. I don't know if gotten the proof or not. You know, you see these things, brethren. Who came attached themselves on the Assyrian vision. Yet those people, in the name they have a name, they are known.
That
vision spoke of the 77 dogs. I tell you, the things are not like that.
The
Assyrian vision is so big and broad.
I studied
it for some time now.
Now
God, then I will make them shameful.
It
will be on television and you
will
see it. Everyone who attached unto them, war unto them, they will say you repent. All the secrets, my God, they come from that vision.
Antibagamba Pastor Kayanja received Saleta
Yafune Barua Eyamute Geza.
Pastor Kayanja receives a letter that foretold the 77 dogs' glory.
Later, a Barua Eogera who in Napo Mumusanvo is a Chitiwa. You will go get it. On Google. Now both things of stubbornness.
No,
here we don't familiarize people. But we speak the truth. The truth is that vision.
Someone
give it up and first sit, ask God what he speaks of it.
You
need a thousands of secrets. Speak of the call on the nation of Uganda. Now it reaches
no
prophet. But when you read in it, you don't see Elisha indicated there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Except when it is
true,
God has sent you to explain that vision and to fulfill it.
It's
where you can be revealed of that. But a vision, you don't praise yourself over it and to get honors in it. A vision is to be fulfilled.
You
have to come to yourself, put yourself there when you know well how it's to be fulfilled.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
So, when we
ended as we heard,
muprufu ya fuba kamene rako kubiri akakakasa.
Our proof or the second sign proving
double portion yomoyo,
that the double portion of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in the fullness, as it worked in the prophet Moses, as he worked in prophet Elijah, moved on be given prophet Elisha.
In
sign proven Oliver Jordan divided into two. What written the second Kings chapter 2 13 to 15,
and
be given an explanation. Even the era of prophet Moses, it happened.
According
to Exodus 14:15 and to 25,
and
we moved on another
secret
of the rivers flowing. What sign is it? We entered John 7:37 to 38, and they tell, when you believe, inside you will flow rivers of living waters.
Oh,
that means the Holy Spirit will be given you. Now the sign of these rivers, it was a sign showing us
how
the Holy Spirit flows in the prophet Elisha, in the double portion, in the way of two rivers. Remember, the river of the Holy Spirit,
when
it comes from the throne of God, it is one.
But
when it reaches the cherubim, it divided itself.
It comes
from the throne of God in heaven, or the third heaven, comes out one river flowing,
and
has seven color of rainbow. When it reaches the cherubim, it divides into two. Rainbow is having 14. See, when the rainbow does it, rainbow multiplied, which was of seven colors, gives 14. Don't go in the journey of heavens, you cannot teach them. Now we move with you in that journey.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This is like this. Throne of God, Revelations 22. From verse 1. This river of living waters, which speak of the Holy Spirit, or sign of the Holy Spirit, it comes out when it is one. Let's read as we hear. Revelations 22, verses 1.
Nandaga omugo gw'amazzi ag'obulamu ogumasamasa ng'endabirwamu nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda n'ey'omwana gw'endiga. Olunya olwokubiri, wakati w'oluguudo lwakyo era eruuyi n'eruuyi ow'omugga, omuti ogw'obulamu ogubala ebibala 12 oguleeta ekibala kyagwo buli mwezi.
Yes, you have been
praise mm-hmm. Jesus much.
Revelations
22, verse 1. Sure, I saw the river of living waters coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb of God. It comes from the throne of God, and it is one river, the river of living waters, the river of the Holy Spirit through which it flows. That we've explained in John chapter 7:37 to 38,
and
the rivers of living waters, they represent sign of the Holy Spirit and his flow. And if they speak of God,
is
spoken of as the rock of living waters, or of the river of living waters. Surprising, when it flows from the third heaven, the Holy Spirit, it comes as one river.
It
reaches the first heaven,
dividing
two cherubim.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
So,
in the third heaven is the throne of God. When you see Holy Spirit in the colors of rainbow, the seven, fullness of the Holy Spirit there.
It
flows from the third heaven. in verses in the four living creatures. You
will
read Ezekiel chapter 1, 19 to 22.
And
so the Holy Spirit in the wheels. The wheels of the four living creatures.
And
after it gets downwards. Leaving the second heaven with four living creatures, after coming from the third heaven, when he comes from third heaven, second heaven with living creatures,
he gets
down to the first created heaven with the city of God.
He must
spawn in the center of that city. Now, right there, it divides in the
cherubim.
It makes two rivers. One enters one cherubim, another cherubim. There we are given spirit from that cherubim. The two witnesses in heaven comes on the planet Earth where we are. And we get him. That is how the wiring happens. If you connect
the
spirit of God, you don't know where the wiring is.
Because
beyond third heavens goes above the heavens where the Father is seated. That's why according to Jeremiah
17:13,
tells us not to ignore the Lord, the well of living waters.
Jeremiah 17 verse
13.
Ayi mukama esubi lya Isirayiri bonna abakuvaako bali kuyatibwa ensonyi. Abasenguka bali wandikibwa ku ttaka kubanga bavudde ku Mukama oluzzi olw'amazzi amalamu.
When you forsake the Lord, the fountain of living waters, God
him
flows the river of living waters, the Holy Spirit, right from above the heavens, comes in the third heaven and comes in the second heaven with the living creatures, the four.
It
comes, divides his river or his power in the two rivers and the two form of power, and step down the two cherubims who are in the first created heaven in the rim above, the center of the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Now there spirit basis to come on the world to work, and they just measured for us right from Abel to reaching prophet Moses. Those who get the spirit, they measured it for them. Prophet Moses was the first to get the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Now what surprises most? No one inherited fullness of spirit on him, and he ended on him. They gave others portions. I remember it was, they got the spirit on Moses, gave the others, the Joshua and the others. What surprises? Fullness of the Holy Spirit appeared again on Prophet Elijah.
Now,
and appeared Elisha, moved on to ask the double portion, and he joined for Moses and of Elijah, and he got it. We want to ask, why did it move on? Why Prophet Gehazi? Why did Gehazi? He didn't become even.
He
was the assistant of Elisha, the prophet.
He
not inherit the double portion.
It
involved the call of this nation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For today, it's come back, the double portion in the nation of Uganda. As Prayer and Vision says, don't you think it wasn't there?
But
we want to study of that. Why Elisha's servant
Gehazi
failed to inherit the double portion
involved
the call of Uganda? His failure,
it gave a chance double portion manifested
in this nation.
yalina omululu.
He was greedy.
He
wanted to use the power of God for what he wants. And he gets money. He wanted honors.
It's
not on honors, brethren. Even though as a nation we're given that, we are not given for honors. Move on, use that anointing. Power of fullness of the Holy Spirit.
To
act proud and get honors.
Even
to use that power to get money.
So
Gehazi was up to that. And he failed and fell out with God. It caused Prophet Elisha to unclothe his body.
And
the anointing remained in his body until it took out itself, moved on back to its source. First, raised the corpse on the bones dead of Elisha.
And
so we've not finished in this body.
And
loved the body long time. Now as wars were in Israel, it is the dead body they threw. It fell on the bones of Elisha and it rose to life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Indeed he had been filled.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. Let's read in the Kings.
2
Kings
4.
25-26. 2 Kings 4:25.
Awo n'agenda n'atuuka eri omusajja wa Katonda ku lusozi Kalumeeri. Awo olwatuuka omusajja wa Katonda bwe yamulengera ng'akyali wala, n'agamba Gekazi omuddu we nti, "Laba, Omusunamu wuuyo." 2:6. "Nkwegayiridde, duka nnombiro omusisinkane, omugambe nti oli bulungi, balo ali bulungi, omwana ali bulungi." N'addamu nti, "Bulungi." 2:7. Awo bwe yatuuka eri omusajja wa Katonda ku lusozi, n'amukwata ku bigere. Gekazi n'asembera okumusindika. Naye omusajja wa Katonda n'ayogera nti, "Muleke, kubanga emmeeme ye enyiikadde munda mu ye."
You hear what Gehazi was doing? Did anyone draw close to the prophet Elisha?
Sikulwanga amutapika kama mustagagendo kusa business.
Not for him is targeting to do business with.
The
woman is grieved with her problems. Remember the son whom she had. Prophet Elisha prayed for her to give birth, but the boy died. She comes to report her issues. Gehazi pushes, "Don't get close here."
We
want to tap off the anointing and have not tapped it to make business.
We
have pastors who are bodyguards out there, and they push you not to draw close to them.
But
prophet did not accept that.
Right.
Prophet of God cannot send people
for himself.
For he has seen their troubles and they need help. Now
Gehazi,
the servant of Elisha,
I
don't know how we understood things. Now, brethren,
you tap
as your language is. If you'll get of the Spirit of God,
this
time the double portion has come.
You
need you not to hold a heart which is greedy and you don't wish others.
Second
Kings 4:27.
Awo bwe yatuuka eri omusajja wa Katonda ku lusozi, n'amukwata ku bigere. Gekazi n'asembera okumusindika. Naye omusajja wa Katonda n'ayogera nti, "Muleke, kubanga emmeeme ye enyiikadde munda mu ye, era Mukama akinkisizza so tambuulidde." olinyo olwabiri mu munaana. Awo n'ayogera nti, nayagala omwana ow'obulenzi eri mukama wange. Ti, nayagala omwana ow'obulenzi eri mukama wange. Saayogera nti, tonnimba. Olwabiri mu omwenda. Awo n'agamba Gekazi nti, weesibe ekimyu, oddire omuggo gwange mu mukono gwo ogende.
Wuliriza bulungi.
Listen very well.
Ubanga nabi Elisha.
For prophet Elisha.
Yareka na mwandu na omukyalo na mutuka
left ko. The widow to reach him.
Yareka omukazi ono na atuka
left kuwali. This woman reached Elisha.
Na hiya yogere ichigambu bwari.
But he spoke the word like this.
Ubanga mukama chinota chimbi kulidenti umwana wafu.
God
wafu
not revealed to me your son has died.
Yani badi ya chimbi kudo mukazi ono ngatana
bakuku. Revealed me before the woman came.
Omanyimbo voli wakufunda kudawu portion yomo yomo.
Get the portion of the Holy Spirit.
Bera mukaka.
Be humble.
Tuwefura all knowing.
Don't claim to be all knowing.
Ndi omanyibyo na.
That you know all.
Tuwefura ndi wali wocho yinzo utabikulirwa.
Think that there's something you can.
Omanyimbo ereyo ngamulina amalala.
You know you're out there, you're proud that you see everything.
Na ye the portion yomo yosibo yukola.
The portion of the Spirit never works like that.
Even
though the single portion of the Spirit,
his
fullness manifests.
Something
retains to prove to you he has given from him.
Because
the Lord given you here.
And you,
everything you see it. Can't you reach a time and you say you are the great power yourself? Those in the Acts chapter
8
when they told Simon the sorcerer
that
is the great power of God,
you have to
be humble and careful. Knows that God may not tell you some, for he gives you just of his
spirit,
and he fills in you to reach in all his fullness. That
you
got all the seven spirits, but
you've
not finished him all. He told, tie your cloak on you, get my stuff. And go raise the boy. You know the Holy Spirit refused to work with him.
Though
Elisha had said,
he
told Gehazi, go work in my name, the Spirit refused. For Gehazi, if he knew how the power works in the staff, he would have stolen them from Elisha. You can see it. You know, God sees you though you're seated here.
You
may fail to understand these words.
Because
the conmanship and the evil intentions you want to use them for.
You may tap even
anointing to experience though healing. If you hold in a dead thought, not have a portion on it, on the Spirit of God.
He
told that to Simon
in
Acts chapter 8, 22 to down. If you think the gift of God, the Spirit of the Lord, that you can buy him with money, have no portion over that word.
For
you are an evil man. You're filled of evil, dead thoughts. If you sit here, or you say you're
going
to work the final on the world, if you have your own deal, you want to get from it and from the deal of God, preparing all nations for the coming back of Jesus to take up his holy ones,
resume
preach gospel of the kingdom of
God
and righteousness in the kingdom of heavens.
You see
all your years here, you will never understand. And you will never get of that spirit. Don't forget. Daniel 12 speaks of it. Among the evil, none will understand. No one will understand. Even if they are revealed in the latter days, Daniel 12, he said,
among the
evil, no one will understand. You will sit there. If seem to give you a revelation and the power to pray for. And tomorrow you play.
My
powerful man of God has come and you try. There is nothing.
Ogendo kujia
Bible to explain. The Bible to explain.
Peter,
the book, 4th Peter, chapter 30.
This
time, no things are different.
It
does evolve right. You're going to be on this one. Be humbled. Be in the deal
so
of God, not your own deal. Then you fulfill Isaiah 58, 13.
And
you don't do what you want. You don't speak what you want. You don't seek what you want.
If
it will be like that, you see nothing will work for you.
Move on
here, what happened on Gehazi?
Second
Kings 4, verse
29. Nagamba Gehazi nti, wesibe kimyu, odire omuggo gwange mu mukono gw'ogende, bw'onoosanga omuntu yenna tomulamusa. Era omuntu yenna bw'anaakulamusa. Tomuddamu oteeka omuggo gwange ku maaso g'omwana. Olunya olwasatu nnyina w'omwana n'ayogera nti nga Mukama bw'ali omulamu n'emmeeme eyo nga bw'eri ennamu sijja kukuleka.
Ye omukazi yagamba
Gehazi that had already seen spotted him. He began to push the woman. And she came with a sorrow. And the woman knew this one. It's not easy. I go with him. I'm not going with him. The reason why the double portion, the spirit on Elisha, didn't move on. And the servant Gehazi who inherited it meant to.
He
did not inherit the double portion. He failed. But it helped.
Or right
now today in Uganda,
Prophet
spoke this.
Double
portion will happen.
That
man to be like Prophet Elijah. Prophet Elijah and as Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And these things of Gehazi move on to speak this.
Second
Kings chapter 4, verse 30.
Nina w'omwana n'ayogera nti, nga Mukama bw'ali omulamu, n'emmeeme eyo nga bw'eri ennamu, sijja kuleka. N'agolokoka n'amugoberera. Olunya olwasatu. Awo Gehazi n'ayitamu n'abakulembera, n'ateeka omuggo ku maaso g'omwana. Naye ne watabadde boozi ne wankubadde okuwulira. Kyeyava akomawo okumusisinkana. N'amubuulira nti omwana tazuukuse.
Owulidde kyali.
You heard what happened?
Omunagiru yesubira ddala
guli okwana. He tied the clock of Elisha.
N'akwata n'omuggo gwebo.
Took his same stuff.
N'ekigambo kyerayije
kyerisanga. Even the word of Elisha he added.
N'atuuka eri
n'ak. And he reached there.
Yeah.
I show power. And the heart is filled of hypocrisy.
He
been robbing and wishing himself. You think it worked? You know, one day we are in the Busoga site.
Bujiri.
In Bujiri. And we prayed with people.
And
the vision God told someone we don't pray with them. That it does not rain. And the person didn't tell us. We prayed with the people. The rain fell heavily. Don't involve people tomorrow. Do it yourself. Speak to the rain not to fall. Yourself. And as always you do it.
Many times,
I say if you're doubting, I don't pray with you, I pray myself. You may have your calculations involved.
I will reach there and I say,
see how God is in me.
Yet
it's not the way.
akati aboluganda
now brethren
if
on this final work of God on planet Earth,
especially
in Uganda, part of Africa, if you are a friend of Uganda, one who loves God in the world, share of the spirit of the double portion, the fullness of the Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God, it's doubled.
You
must not have greed within you.
We should
for yourself with own calculations in the work of God and power of God.
If
you want to share of it, use it what you want. I prove you have no portion in it. Let's read we hear.
Second Kings 4:31. Awo Gekazi naitamu na abakulembera nateeka omuggo ku maaso g'omwana naye ne wataba ddoboozi newankubadde okuwulira kyeyava akomawo okumusisinkana n'amubuulira nti omwana tazuukuse. Asatu mu bbiri awo Erisa bwe yayingira mu nnyumba laba omwana ng'afudde era ng'agalamidde ku kitanda kye. Asatu mu ssatu awo n'ayingira ne yeggalira naye bombi n'asaba Mukama. Asatu mu nnya n'alinnya n'agalamira ku mwana n'ateeka akamwa ke ku kamwa ke n'amaaso ge ku maaso ge n'emikono gye ku mikono gye ne yeegololera ku ye omubiri ogw'omwana ne gubuguma. Asatu mu ttaano awo n'akomawo n'atambula mu nnyumba omulundi ogumu eruuyi n'omulundi ogumu eruuyi n'alinnya ne yeegololera ku ye omwana n'ayasimula emirundi musanvu. Omwana nazibula amaaso.
Yes, you are
Praise Amen. Jesus.
Omwana,
the child.
Yes, mulemirundi
musa. Needs the 70 times.
Ye moyo yenyine yali munabi Elisha.
That was the spirit in the prophet Elisha.
Ebyo musambwe
jaka. The seven spirits of God.
Inga gambi yamwegolira ko ramto wako omwana
afuwa mu foot's mouth breathed in him.
Olunaku lumuna
banyumiza. One day I told you. Ebyatu gwako nga tulisaidi yerungu. What happened when we were in the Lunguja site? God told us, my wife, Prophet Deborah, I'm going to come pick your child, your daughter, the firstborn. Our
daughter
is called Princess Mercy Witness. We changed her name. Her first name was Sanyo, but that day they changed her name from what happened and we called her Mase because the grace of God she came back. Praise Jesus. It was 2009 finishing. He was at Lunguja side. And God said, I'm going to pick your daughter and I show you how I restore people to life. But do not cry. When he told us the month finished, we entered the month of October and we forgot it. As we were there one day, it was midnight. Poverty was on us, yet we are rich in spirit. That day we had spent a month not eating of rice and we had cooked our rice and our beans and we
are
going to eat of good meal. Now midnight and the child began to breathe randomly. She's been well without problem and she sweated. She stood up, began to fight us. New prayer of warfare we made it.
Fire,
fire, go,
go.
We
set
you out of angels. And she fell on down and she fainted.
And she
came out once. She began to fight us. And we fired.
She
fell down, fainted again. But she faints, she dries. And they came posture like things on her body. And she stood the third time.
It's
to say this one, you. Mchara. My wife.
Mukazi wa.
My wife. Is this not what it is? Do you think warfare is what is needed in prayer now?
After
I spoke, she fell and she stopped breathing. And she opened her eyes like that. I carried her.
And
electricity had gone off. We don't have a candle. We are in our small room. No crying. And we shut ourselves in. Those who had us outside. The neighbors.
So
we can take you, ask them if you want. Let us see them this time. They were smoking pipes, those around us.
Every day
they see us come out speaking God. Let's see them today.
You see,
we shut in the house.
The
fear was there. I carried our corpse, put it on the bed.
Do
you think what bed? It was not bed. This bed, you feel comfortable on the floor. And I ordered this corpse. I shut the eyes, even the mouth. I ordered and straightened the toys. Now we are in darkness. I told my mother of the children, to stand from where the dead body is. The shaking. As if stars cross in the darkness. And the fear is much. She told me, you can't cry. There's no crying. If you cry, I will not restore her. We felt we wanted to cry.
Don't cry.
According to
this
situation, some things she had never seen them. It's me who was in the jar of heavens. God
light
my heart, both sides to be bold in his word.
It
began from things nearing me. I kept silent. Told me, you know what you have to do?
Now,
do as Elisha did. I want to show you. You stretch yourself on her. You're going to blow in her 7 times.
The
time you blow in her, get water.
Remember
it from the river of Jesus, even his blood. John 19:34. After I blow air in her,
mouth
puts full pour water there. But it was called the mouth of the dead body. You know how it is. And you open forcefully
forward.
We are in the house.
Yes, we
praise
mean.
Jesus.
Mean.
And to the 6th time, as I blow in her, we pour water. As I touch the toys and they are getting heated up, on the 6th time,
we
blow the 7th time. And he blinked the eyes, opened them. She opened the eyes. And we were relieved. Thank you, God. In the morning, we woke up, we had never had a problem. They looked at us. What is on them? The situation they are in is bad. Our house. That they are
rented.
If we are there, water enters the house. If you have gone to fellowship
and
it
rains,
it does not enter. If we are there, it rains, water enters, we pour it out.
No matter how it rains, we find
the house dry.
Began
to trouble us. Why don't you save us?
Because we are workers.
If you're there, you have to work.
Now,
it was a number one.
tuchulusa saidi ya lunguja tuda Kosovo.
Lunguja, we go to Kosovo.
Lunguja tuwa tuwagira kupati ya Uganda.
Lunguja, we speak of in Uganda.
Mkampala.
In Kampala.
Tuda saidi ya Kosovo.
We go to a place, Kosovo in Kampala.
Agari wa tude ya tupangisha nyumba.
There, we rented a house.
Abantu wa
people surrounding there were wizards and sorcerers.
Nene iba wafuku.
Even our third neighbor.
Yali Morogo.
Was a wizard.
Yali na akana.
She had a child.
Baka itanga Nancha.
Called Nancha.
Yada iba mwitanga Mama Nancha.
And she was called Mama Nancha.
Kwa mwagenzi ya kuchare chujabi singana kukwebili.
That village you will find that it's there.
Akana kungakago ngobali.
And that child was paralyzed the hands.
Mwagere
ngatambra weka. With the feet she was moving like that. When they take the child to school and she falls in the way and she faints, take them to the hospital and they have no malaria and they wake up in the night, wraps up all the bed sheets as a dead body and carries the let's go and eat mother.
She
had evil spirits of night dancing. We told her, bring, we pray for the child. We prayed for 7 days for her.
She
settled in the hands. Even the feet got ordered.
When
the evil spirit left the child, she went to school. And God brought a vision. And the boy next to this one is where they connected the other spirits. And the father of the children was in the shrines. And in the house they had spears there. And things of the shrines as you know them.
When
shrines they've given us the boy child.
We
are not going to work on you. And those people affected you much. You will sleep in the shrines for 1 month. Sleep for 1 month in the shrines.
They are
going to get those things from their children. Come on our children. Now we had gotten our second born.
Queen.
And they came back. The children were well. And what they did. They woke on the morning poo-poo and defecate on our door. Those mature people you see.
Don't fear that. And
my wife woke up,
take
away the poo-poo and she throw away.
You,
when we take the feces from there, it is finished. We are finished. And they told us that our God will move with him in our pockets.
We left
them even enter our house and living it.
And they
don't see anything there. They say we move with our God in our pockets. Now they went back to the shrine and they spent 2 weeks there. When they came back, demons came from there.
The
neighbor beat the neighbor who is next to us. They threw them from the bed to the floor. They went to the
third,
those went to the shrine. God, the child beat them down and they killed the child. It was 5:50 in the when it was dawning. The woman carried the dead child, came on our door. She threw the child to us.
Where
we are people weeping, we help. And dead body thrown to us on our door. I picked it off.
Entered
in the house, we shut ourselves.
They called
villagers, they gathered. We
remained
in the house. I told you, know what? Let's do what we did to our daughter. We blew air on her. We breathed in her.
We waited them to gather.
All outside we opened. Get your child. Everyone moved one by one away. And there was a drunk at the neighbor.
He said, that is
Satan was killed the child, not these ones.
And
now he speaks to things that drunkard man. God told me one thing. As we are in Lunguja in Uganda
Kosovo.
And Kosovo, I'm not going to start miracles till I've entered knowledge in you. You must take the knowledge of God's words.
God did
things at the Lunguja side which were amazing. We were in the journey of heavens, but I moved practical every time. One day we hosted someone home.
The
brother was called Gordon.
He
woke up in the night, prayed these prayers of yours, you make noise.
Me, the prayer I was taught is of not many words,
but they are meaningful.
Words
of the prophets, prayer of prophets and apostles. When he prayed, people had got angered over us on the village.
First,
what we used to raise up the other child,
they
didn't understand what it was.
Now,
time shrines were no more working.
Demons
beat them off their beds. All things had failed on their village. That they go down place in the night. All people gathered on my doorstep on the village. Come out. Today you're not escaping us. And they brought the chairman. I opened, looked at them. And they kept silent. I just looked at them like this.
Chairman,
you're doing nothing even.
He
told them, what have they done to you?
Not seen a mistake on them.
Now, why our shrines have spread them? Your God and this one's God who is better and powerful. Say, I'm out of your issues. He left on in the night. It was 3:30 in the night. Everyone began to move away to their home. And we slept to the morning.
Now,
the landlady had what had been happening. She wrote a letter to chase us from her house.
And
we left, moved on. But these were many brethren. Why have I passed you there? I showed you what happened on Elisha.
Double
portion can do many things.
It
began to work in the short time through Uganda, Pearl of Africa, to work in the entire world. But it will need us to be careful. Because the servant Gahazi failed to use it or inherit the double portion for being greedy and not wishing others, wanting to use that power to gain his financings. And that was proven in
2
Kings chapter 5, verse 20-27. Let's read, we hear.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula eyokutaano n'olunyiriro lwa 20.
2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 20.
Naye Gekazi omuddu we Erisa omusajja wa Katonda nayogera nti, laba mukama wange asonyiye Naamani ono omusuuli okutoola mu mikono gye ekyo kye yaleeta. Nga mukama bwali omulamu, nadduka ne mugoberera mbeereko kye nnaamuggyako.
You hear what he began to do? When God healed Naaman of leprosy through the prophet Elisha,
Naaman
had money and things he had brought to offer. Prophet Elisha said, no, I don't want those things. To pay me because you've been healed. Now the servant Gahazi, he said, this is my master. He's rejected these offers. Rejected to sell the power of God.
He too feels.
Me too, I stand before the Lord as he's living. Let me go get things from him. No church got corrupted in that way. They work for money. They make miracles for those. That's why the spirit abandoned them. And they decided to seek for powers of darkness that they will use for money. If we get back and humble, we're going to see the great power of God. Double portion on this time. If we get in us, given freely this power, and we too freely give, miracles will be free. Teaching and not revelation, and it will be free. Let's move on.
But
we start from there. We have the meeting of the married in the choir. And I see time is left us.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ebbiri.
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 22.
Tudemu olumu. Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano olunyiriri olwabiri mu olumu.
2 Kings 5:21.
Awo Gekazi n'agoberera Nayamani. Awo Nayamani bwe yalaba amugoberera n'ava ku ggaali okumusinkana n'ayogera nti mirembe. Olabiri mwebiri. Nayogera nti mirembe. Kuba nti mukama wange antumye ngayogera nti laba. Kakano kyebajje jendi nga bava mu nsi y'ensozi eya Efraimu. Abalenzi babiri abokubaana baba nabbi. Nkwegayiridde bawe talanta ya feza n'emiteeko egy'ebyambalo ebiri.
Owulidde obulimba bwe yakozesa.
Yeah, deception he used.
Yadduka emisine n'agobera Naamani.
Followed Naaman.
Namugamba.
He told him
that
has just left Prophet Elisha.
Some of
the prophets, the two came and they told Prophet Elisha
that I said
that man should give you this portion of things. That's what he deceived Naaman. But God had not spoken that. Now you expect to use the truth that God gives us today in the power of the Holy Spirit in his fullness in the double portion.
If
God deceived within it, approve you will not inherit it. It will be so ashamed before the many. Be struck with sickness and things like those.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ssatu.
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 23.
Awo Naamani n'ayogera nti kiriza otole talanta bbiri. N'amutayirira n'asiba talanta bbiri eza feeza mu nsawo bbiri wamu n'emiteeko gy'ebyambalo ebiri. N'abitikka abaddu be babiri ne bazeetikkira mu maaso ge. Olwabiri mwennya obwe yatuuka ku lusozi n'abijja mu mukono gwabwe n'abitereka mu nnyumba n'asindika abasajja ne baddayo. Olwabiri mwettaano naye n'ayingira n'ayimirira mu maaso ga mukamaawe. Erisa n'amugamba nti ovaawa Gehazi. N'ayogera nti omuddu wo taliiko gy'agenze.
Sina jenda zobedda ndi wano.
I don't know where I've been here all along. That conmanship.
It's
what hindered Gehazi, the servant of Elisha,
to
inherit the double portion. Rejecting to be patient, to wait for seasons of being given.
The
provision which is right will come from God. Many times I tell you, brethren, you be patient for the seasons of God, of being given. They surely happen.
But it's
not required you to rush immediately.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano olunyiriri olwabiri mwomukaaga.
2 Kings 5:26.
Namugamba nti omutima gwange tegugenze naawe. Omusajja bw'akyuse okuva mu ggaali lye okusinkana naawe.
That
did not my heart move with you. When the man turned to meet with you, I was seeing you.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esuula eyokutaano olunyiriri olwabiri mu mukaaga.
2 Kings 5:26.
Namugamba nti omutima gwange tegugenze naawe. Omusajja bw'akyuse okuva mu ggaali lye okusinkana naawe. Kye kiseera okutoola effeeza n'okutoola ebyambalo n'ensuku z'emizeyituuni n'ensuku ez'emizabbibu n'endiga n'ente n'abaddu n'abazaana.
Nkiki ekiseera
is it the time
okutoola feeza ne zaabu
gold and silver
ensuku n'ebiki byonna
the vineyards and the others
tuli mu biro ebyo
are we in that season
yalemeye okumanya ebiro byokuweebwa okuva eri
Katonda.
Bakati kankuwe Uruganda.
Let me tell you, brethren.
Wobo liwa kufuna kumugabo ogw'Omwoyo Mutukufu.
Get of the portion of the Holy Spirit.
Portion
be the one portion.
Y'Omwoyo Mutukufu
ojuvu. Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Ate kubisidwa mudabu.
It's not doubled.
Kikugwanidde.
It requires you to know time and season of everything.
Era singa Katonda akusongako olugalo.
If God points a finger on you,
kirindako okugenda okukola.
Patient to go to work.
Obakola bwoti kusaba ezi
ndebwezi. This and this time and come. Be humble.
Linda kubanga ebire byokugakwa
zibo. For time to get rich.
Nokuwe wabigena kubaawo.
Given will be there. And they will not delay.
Naye munaba sumba banji.
But many pastors.
Abali kawe bire.
Who abandon and ignore those seasons.
Nebanonye ebiro byokufuna okwawe.
Seasons of gaining as them.
Irani bachuse njiri.
And they turn change the gospel.
Babulire ebyenfuna byensene.
Things of the world.
Ebyoku okusiga.
The gospel of sowing. Pledgings which are harsh.
Offerings
of different ways.
And
all their preaching ended pointing on the financing. And they shifted on the gospel of truth. And the Holy Spirit rain abandoned them. And the church filled with evil works.
And
many false prophets.
And
they gathered powers of darkness. That they can move on, make money. The Spirit of the Lord moved aside.
First,
regeneration with the full knowledge of God.
Basing
in the Uganda. We want to first prepare this nation of Uganda. All those who yearn for God. The Ugandans. The friends of Uganda. All those who love God from the world.
We
prepare them the Spirit of God. The double portion. That can fight the spirit of the evil Satan.
That
children of God in the world.
Why
us be prepared well?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Let's finish here.
Basekabake chokubiri esule yokutano. Nolu nyiriri olabiri momu sangu.
2 Kings 5 verse 26.
Kale ebigenge bya Nayamani binegata nawe nezadderyo emirembe jonna.
You had the curse.
Ye kolimiza ye kenyini na abana be.
Put a curse on him and his children. Children had to just repent of that. And they don't walk as their father.
The
leprosy took over this man.
I want to
warn you, brethren, and the children of God. According to Matthew 10, the verse 7 and
8,
we go preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And he said, freely you're given this power. You too freely give. Don't sell anything to be like a miracle or to sell the gospel.
Will
not be able to spread it far. Not see the power of God. You have a thought like that.
Let's
read the Matthew as we wind up. Matthew 10 verse 7.
Bwembanga mutambula mubulirenga nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunaatera okutuuka. Olunyolo munana, muwonyenga abalwadde, muzukizenga abafu, mulongosenga abagenge, mugobenga daimoni, mwawe wabuwa, na mwemuwenga buwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So mukama agenda tuwa, watu mazoku tani kukutuwa amanyi
agu. God give us the power of the double portion.
Kusinira mu Uganda, ikulali
Africa. Based in the Uganda, part of Africa.
Kukoro kwetu lensi yona.
To work all over the world.
Na ya agenda tuwa buwa.
But it's going to freely give us.
Ujanga mutandiko kusumimiaka angebili neemyeze jiguwa.
God to study 2 years and 8 months.
Mukama abikula bulirunako.
God reveals every day.
Era mugenda kubikuliba mu Uganda yona.
God be revealed in the entire Uganda.
Na abana abagara katonda mwensi yona.
Those loving God in the world.
Na kasa tutunda anga kumagezi.
Don't sell of the wisdom of the world, even the understanding, even the counsel, the power of God, even the knowledge of God, even that called fear of God, and you humble yourself, and you claim to have truth, and you begin to make people get from their things, you drop their money in their possession. If you claim you have God, then you make money from Him. If
they
do that, you will see what will follow. You proceed with God this one. He played with the power of the double portion. You'd be surprised even. You know, they seem at the joke. I'm used to speak as they are.
Time
I read the Bible, I don't see it. And it's thundering. But it moves on to be fulfilled.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Now
in all brethren, Gehazi failed inherited the double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God.
Of
being a hypocrite, wanting make power, money from the power of God and the word of God.
His
age failed many of to get the spirit of God when they thought to get him and get profits from him. Remember in the Acts 8, Simon the sorcerer, demons were chased from him which he used. He had used in the way of the demons that you buy the power. He
brought
him the kingdom of God you buy. And he told the apostles, sell me of that power. Everyone I will lay my hand on them to be given the Holy Spirit.
He told,
have no portion if you reach a point to buy this power. The way is one. Repenting. Bible says, Proverbs 1:23, if I accept my rebuke, I will pour my spirit on you, will make you know my words. Acts chapter 2, 38 and 40,
it
say repent,
you'll
be given the gift, the Holy Spirit.
So we
have to align just ourselves.
Move on,
given double portion of the Spirit. But as it ends,
that
Spirit ended
and it's not
gotten from Elisha to go to Gehazi
or
other people.
Was
until he had finished to get back to heaven. Bones of Elisha raised a dead body. Most people say, why did it raise itself?
The
season of being on the world had finished.
Yet, anointing
was meant to remain, move on the world.
Yet,
no one was able to inherit that word.
And
the scripture in the 2 Kings, chapter 13, verse 14.
Basekabaka ekyokubiri esula y'ekumi n'esatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ennya.
2 Kings chapter 13 verse 14.
Basekabaka kyakubiri esula y'ekumi n'esatu olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'ennya.
2 Kings chapter 13 from verse 14.
Awo Erisa yali alwadde endwadde ye eyamutta. Yowaasi kabaka wa Isirayiri n'aserengeta gy'ali n'amukaabira amaziga n'ayogera nti kitange kitange amagaali ga Isirayiri n'abasajja baabwe bagala embalaasi. Erisa namugamba ole 15. Erisa namugamba nti dira omutego n'obusaali. Naddira omutego n'obusaali. Olinyo ole 16. Nagamba kabaka wa Isirayiri nti teeka omukono gwo ku mutego. Naguteekako omukono. Erisa n'ateeka emikono gye ku mikono gya kabaka. Olinyo ole 17. Nayogera nti gula weddirisa ery'ebuvanjuba. Naligulawo. Awo Erisa nayogera nti lasa. Nalasa. Nayogera nti akasale ka Mukama n'obulokozi ke kasale ak'obulokozi eri obusuuli kubanga oli kuba obusuuli mu Afeki okutuusa lw'olimalawo lw'olibamalawo. Olinyo lwe 18 nayogera nti ddira obusaale n'abuddira n'agamba kabaka wa Isirayiri nti kuba ku ttaka n'akuba emirundi esatu n'alekera awo. Olinyo lwe 19 omusajja wa Katonda n'amusunguwalira n'ayogera nti wandikubye emirundi etaano oba mukaaga kale wandikubye obusuuli okutuusa lwe wandibuzikirizza naye kaakano oli kuba obusuuli emirundi esatu gyokka.
Yamugamba wakiri wantuuse ku mulundi
ogwokutaano of the light of knowledge. If you entered at least the sixth, in the spirit of fear of God,
you
would have struck the Syrians and finished them. But in the next verse it says this.
Second
Kings chapter 13 verse 19.
Kale wandikubye obusuuli okutuusa lwe wandibuzikirizza Neye kakano oliku babu suli ya mirundi ya satu joka. Olinyo lama kumiyabiri. Awerisa nafa neba muzika. Elevi vine biyaba muwabu neba zindanga ensi omwaka bwegwa ingiranga. Olinyo labiri morumu. Awolwatuka bwebali nga baziko musajja. Kale laba. Nebala bechibina. Nebasulo musajja muntana yerisa. Awo musajja nga chajja kome kumagumba gerisa. Nala muka. Na imirira nebigere.
Bali baziko omulambo samuya.
Buried a dead body.
Ha nebala babentalo babo.
They saw enemies attack them.
Nebuka nyugeri munda.
Threw it in the tombs of Elisha.
Urwagwa kumagumba ge.
Fell on his bones. Was raised up.
Don't you think the
spirit remained in the bones till they finished the double portion?
Don't
you to see in Uganda?
Don't
we begin here tomorrow? And the double portion of the Holy Spirit through the prophet Elisha
and presumed
appear in Uganda to work in the entire world. And it's going to do
how?
Wait for that tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. But to pass quickly, let's prepare our offerings. Let's give and leave this place. I'm not going to pray because of time.
Get
your tithe and offering you came with, or any pledge that you made before the Lord, or any thanksgiving. And then we give. I'm not going to pray. Time is left to us. God made you free by the word you have heard.
It sends
armies of angels to fulfill the good things to you. You come and we give.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
May God
bless you all who has been able to give. You've not been able. You to provide for you. You'll have those spoke of in the Peter. 2 Peter. Chapter 1 verse
3.
The divine power of God gave us all within life and in the serving of Him and moving to understand Him. He provides you what need in the life even in serving Him and moving to understand Him. Let's rise on our feet, speak the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all the brethren is forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
The
Spirit of the Lord be with you and be with you.
Armies
of the angels be on your side
to
fight with those who fight you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.